欢迎每一位弟兄姐妹。
Welcome everyone, brothers and sisters.
我们先做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们天上的父亲，我们谢谢你。
Father in heaven, we thank you.
谢谢你今天把我们弟兄姐妹再次的召聚在一起。
Thank you today for calling us together.
主，我们知道这是你的美意，把你的弟兄儿女们召聚在一起。
This is your will, your beautiful will for us to gather together.
这是最美的事情。
This is a beautiful thing.
主啊，是的，主，今天早上我在车库里面看的话，就是多少的人都在睡觉，但是我们起来来敬拜我们的神。
I saw in the garage, I saw so many people, they were sleeping, but today we are here in this morning, we worship you.
这是多么美的一件事情。
This is a beautiful thing.
这是多大的一个权利。
Such a great privilege.
我们能够来亲近永生的上帝。
That we are here, we can come close to you.
我们成为创造主的儿女。
We can become, we are your children of the Creator.
主啊，所以我们今天来到你的跟前。
We come to you.
按照你的应许，知道你在我们的中间。
According to your promise, we know you are among us.
主啊，愿你也恩膏你的孩子，仆人。
May you anoint your children.
主啊，按你的心意来鼓励弟兄姐妹。
According to your hearts, encourage everyone.
主啊，让你的灵来大大的来运行。
May your spirit move here greatly.
来加力量。
Empower us.
啊，来医治。
And heal.
来赐智慧。
And giving us freedom.
主啊，是的，主，我们把以下的时间交托。
We give you all time.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
可能大家都听说我母亲过世了。
You all have heard that my mother has passed away.
声音大一点。谢谢大家的带导和关心。
Thank you all for your prayers and your encouragement.
我看到从群里面、母堂那边都发来慰问的和祷告，非常的感动。
I saw the messages on the groups from Mother Church and from our church, from the brothers and sisters. I'm very encouraged.
那我也给大家讲讲，就是说我的母亲这次去世呢，对我对大家也是一个鼓励。
I would like to share with you, my mother's passing away. It's also an encouraging thing for us, for all of you as well.
在这个28号早上呢，他就起来。
On 28th in the morning.
起来，他告诉保姆，他说今天神要接我回家。
She told the maid that she's the Lord is taking her home.
她说神已经来接我了，而且带了很多的人来。
She said the Lord is taking me home, and he also brought a lot of people.
她说也要接爷爷回家，是我爸爸。
And the Lord will take my father home.
那保姆听了这个话呢，她就赶紧给我在杭州的哥哥打电话。
The maid called my brother in Hangzhou.
那我哥哥跟他嫂子跟他在视频的过程里面呢，讲了几句话，他就睡过去了。
As my brother talked to my brother's wife, and my mother slept
on the video call.
On the video call, and then my mother she fell asleep, and then she went away.
他就那样睡就过去了。
And she left in her sleep.
那所以我们知道，就是说真的神来接她。
So we know really that the Lord has taken her.
但是她说神也要接我爹爹，我们有点紧张。
Because she said the Lord would also take my father away, so we were worried about that.
也许就是说神已经命定，就是我姐姐，我爹还没受洗，所以就是可能神在说他也要受洗，也要去添加。
Probably, yeah, this is the destiny he is going to.
所以我真的感谢主，一方面非常感恩，我知道就是我母亲呢，把他的财宝积攒在天上。
I was thankful. We know that we have stored our treasures in heaven.
就说另一方面呢，我也比较难过，因为现在各方面的原因呢，疫情啊。回不去。我们那个小城市呢，现在疫情最厉害，封得非常厉害。
On the other hand, I was upset because of the pandemic. Now the places have been locked down. I could not go back.
那我哥哥呢，就是通过各种的关系办了一个特许的一些证明，就回去了。
My brother he got some certificates so that he can get back to our hometown.
所以我也感谢神，他现在就说在家里陪着我爸爸，在安排后事。
I thank our Lord, so now he can take out everything at home.
所以请大家继续来祷告。
So please continue praying for us.
我也非常的感谢神，其实真的，就是说我们认识主的人呢，家里面有这个爱。
I'm very thankful that every family who has the Lord in their houses.And there was a love in their house.
Tamara just said, feel sorry.
Tamara, 刚刚
Thank you, Tamara.
对，她也很表示。
就说今天我讲的道呢，也是我们要积攒财宝在天上。
Today, my message is that we will store our treasures in heaven.
就说我母亲呢，是一个把财宝积攒在天上的人。
My mother is the one who stole her treasures in heaven.
真的，她在刚信主的时候呢，因为她不识字，她就祷告主说，让我能够明白圣经。
When she was new to believe Jesus, and she didn't know Bible as well, so she's
not able to read.
She was not able to read Bible.
但是她就祷告，主就在梦里面来教导她。
But she prayed, and the Lord taught her in her dreams.
我在中国跟她聊天的时候，她说梦里面主怎么样来教导她背主祷文。
In China, I talked to her. She said the Lord taught her the Lord's prayers in her dream.
后来我的姐姐呢，就常常会有一些录音，这些讲道啊、录音啊这些，就给她让她来听。
My sister also had the recordings of those sermons.And she played those sermons to her.
我就看到，就说，当我们信主的时候呢，就是信心放在主里面的时候，就把财宝积攒在天上。
If we believe our Lord, we store our treasures in heaven.
今天我看到，就说我哥哥嫂子呢，非常的就说孝敬，就是连夜，就从杭州赶到这个武威。
I saw my brothers and also.My brother and my brother's wife, and they have been hurrying back to the home.
早上四点钟，到达武威以后，后来我通话，我嫂子就说安慰我，说你不要着急，你来不了，我们都非常的理解，你安心，我们把这里一切都会处理好。
And they comforted us when they arrived at our hometown. That they will take care of everything. We don't need to worry about that.
所以我就非常非常的感动。
So I was very moved.
其实我跟我嫂子通话的时候，我流泪了。
So when I was talking to my brother's wife, I wept.
因为我的嫂子也信主。
Because my brother's wife, my sister-in-law, she also believed the Lord.
所以她待我的父母就像待她自己的父母一样。
And she.Take care of my mother like take care of her own mother.
所以我就感觉到非常非常的安慰。
So I was comforted.
那我姐姐也信主了。
And also my sister and she also has believed.
我的妹妹也信主。
And also my younger sister.
我就看到当我们一家人信主的时候呢，那个气氛是不一样的。
I saw my whole family. They all have come to the Lord.The atmosphere, the spirit is so different.
我觉着我这么多年呢，我也感觉到非常的安慰，就是说我服侍主，我看到主呢，给我家里面的人这样的赏赐。
Through all these years, all have been going through, I have the comfort that this is a great blessing in my family.
我就看到主呢，真的是在大大的祝福我的家。
I saw the Lord how much He has blessed my family.
那我今天讲的这个题目呢，就是把财宝积攒在天上。
So today my topic is store our treasures in heaven.
我们先读一段圣经，就是马太福音第六章第十九节到二十四节。
Let's read a passage from the Bible, Matthew.
Matthew 6.
Chapter 6.
verse 19 to 24.
第六章十九到二十四节。
二十四节。不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。地上有虫子咬，能朽坏。
In this world, there's a moth, and they will corrupt the money.
也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
And there are thieves. The thieves will break in and steal.
只要积攒财宝在天上。
But store your treasures in heaven.
天上没有虫子咬。
In heaven, where moth and rust would not destroy.
不能锈坏
it would not rust
也没有贼挖窟窿来偷
and the thieves would not steal
因为你的财宝在哪里
because where your treasures is
你的心也在哪里
there your heart will be
眼睛就是身上的灯你的眼睛若了亮全身就光明
the eye is the lamp of the body for your eyes are good and your whole body will be full of light
你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。
But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness.
你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢
？If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other.
你们不能。又侍奉神又侍奉马门
He will devote it to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
那我相信我们中间很多人都读过这段圣经
So I believe all of us have written this passage.
那怎么去真正的来应用呢
But how do we apply this message?
那特别是在这个时候
In this time
要来的日子里面
In this time that all those things are coming.
那地上会有很多的震动
and there will be a shake
很多的变化
many changes
前天我请这个撒都的一篇道他生给他的领说在以后的几年里会有大饥荒的来临
and the day before yesterday I listened to a message from Sadhu and he predicted that and there will be famine and a lot of disasters coming
那在这个时候呢大家就会想到要去积攒财宝
so we allI've been thinking about storing treasures.
那现在你跟朋友们如果在开车的时候啊，在哪里，他们都会谈论到这个目前经济的问题，通货膨胀的问题，利息的问题。
When you are with your friends, when you are driving, they all have been talking about the problems in now in today about inflation, economy problems.
也就是现在大家的这个财宝呢受到动摇 就想积攒更多的财宝
All of our treasures have been shaken So you have to treasure more store more treasure
所以这个积攒财宝呢问题不是说积攒财宝是错的而是我们的财宝要积攒在什么地方、
The problem is not that about storing the problem is not the treasure but where you store the treasures
那如果积攒错了地方的时候呢，可能很快就没了。
If you store it in the wrong place, it could be destroyed.
那这里主耶稣讲呢，就是说不要积攒财宝在地上，因为地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Do not store your treasures on earth, because there will be thief, they will steal, and the moth will destroy.
那也就是说，这个虫子来咬，还有这个能朽坏呢，就是它会贬值。
Because there are moths and all of these problems, because it, the value will lose.
贼挖窟窿来偷呢？有时候我们被骗了，被割韭菜了。
The thief will steal, and you will be deceived, and you lose the money.
那所以就是我们地上呢，神说你不要积攒财宝在地上。
So on earth, it says, do not store your treasures here.
那这里讲到呢，主就讲到要积攒财宝在天上，天上呢没有虫子咬，也不能朽坏。
So the Lord says, store your treasures in heaven, because there was no thief and no moth that will destroy your money.
那就是我们怎么样才能把财宝寄藏在天上呢？
But how do you store your treasures in heaven?
我们寄藏在天上，真的就可以在地上满足我们的需要吗？
Is it really true that storing treasure in heaven will satisfy your desires on earth?
哦，这里主把这个钱财呢，财力和神圣子对立起来。
And these treasures, these money, looks to be the opposite side of your worshiping God.
或者我讲英文，你来翻译中文。
Okay, 好，更好一点。
So now, so the Lord put Mammon as if it's an enemy of God.
所以神呢就把这个钱财呢放在这里，好像你以为是神的敌人。
You know, there was a time I would think when I make money, I'm sinning against God.
我曾经有段时间我在赚钱的时候，我想说这个是不是违背神？
Now, is that the case?
这是这个情况吗？
The Lord also said, if your eyes are blurred and the if it's dark, how dark? You know, if your eyes in the heart is dark, it's very dark.
就说如果你的眼睛昏花的话呢，你的心就是黑暗的，这黑暗是何等的大呢？
And he's connecting putting treasures on the earth and serving mammon related to your eyes and heart is darkened.
他把这个财宝寄存在地上呢，侍奉马门呢，还有这个心里面是何等的黑暗呢，连接在一起。
So you see, from the Lord's mouth, actually this is pretty serious if we focused on store up treasures on the earth.
所以从主的口里面呢，我们得知这个积存财宝在地上呢，这是一个很严重的事情。
It's not because it's bad, but because you cannot keep it.
不是说这个财宝是坏的，而是说你没法存留。
Not because the things on the earth itself is sinful, but because it's going to mislead us.
不是说这个地上的东西呢是充满罪的，而是说是它会误导我们。
So how are we going to store up treasures in heaven?
所以我们怎么样把财宝积存在天上呢？
Then when I was a young Christian, I thought store up treasures in heaven is that I just do the works of the Lord. So one day in heaven, I have the crown. I please the God. So one day when I go to heaven, I'm pleasing God's sight.
所以我在想，在我还刚信主的时候，我就想到说，我只要按照神的话语去做的话，我就是讨神的喜悦。
So I thought in the future the Lord is going to reward me.
所以我相信将来呢，神会奖赏我。
But I didn't think it's now.
但我没有想到现在。
But the more I work with the Lord, the more I found the heaven actually has a broader meaning.
所以我跟主同行时间越长以后呢，我发现神呢有更宽的意思，更广的意思。
So heaven is a place which is not just for the future, but it's now heaven is here.
天堂不是说只是未来的，其实也就是现在，在这里。
We need to understand the word heaven correctly.
我们需要很正确的理解天堂这个词。
You see, we can read one verse as Ephesians chapter 2.
我们再看一个
verse 6.
以弗所书第二章第六节。
And here, Apostle Paul said, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
这里使徒保罗讲到说神设立宝座，然后我在天上，在神的右边。
No, it's six. Okay, yeah, read the verse. 以弗所书第六，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
他叫我们与基
督。Yeah. And verse 7 said, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ.
第六节。 其中有一位需要静音一下。好了，没了。
Okay, I think it's muted. Okay, you can read the Chinese again.
好，现在可以了。谢谢米歇尔。第六、第七节的。
第六节，
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐，显明给后来的世代看。
You see, here it said that right now we are raised up and seated with Christ in heaven.
你看这里说我们可以与基督一同复活，同坐在天上。
So it says right now we are seated with Christ in heaven.
所以现在呢，我们与基督一同坐在天上。
It's not just in the future.
不是说是将来未来。
Just like the other son said, we are going to, you know, like, 冲破一切的黑暗，进入荣耀的天堂。
就像我们刚刚歌里面所唱的 ，Break down the darkness, we will enter the heaven.
Enter into the heavenly realms now.
是现在就进入到天堂。
And in the Bible, many times you see the. Prophets are taken up to heaven into the throne of God.
这圣经里面也有写了，就是我们会被带起来，一同进入到天上。
先知常常会带到天上。
先知常常就是说会被带到灵里面，被带到天上。
So in heaven, Lord was teaching them this and that, this that, tell them stuff.
他们在那里，神就告诉他，教导他这个和那个。
So we need to know that heaven is a concept which is not about the physical realms.
所以我们需要知道这个天堂不是说只是一个物理的一个概念。
It's about spiritual realms.
它是一个灵里面的概念。
So today when we are in Christ, we are in heaven.
所以今天呢，我们就在天上。
Are we in heaven or on the earth depends on our faith.
我们是在天上还在地上呢，是看我们的信心。
So by faith we enter into the heavenly realms.
所以靠着信心我们可以进到天上。
By faith we store up treasures in heaven.
靠着信心我们可以把财宝积存在天上。
By faith we take the treasures from heaven on earth to use.
靠着信心我们也可以把财宝从天上带到地上来用。
Now, you see, here when we are blessed, as the Lord is blessing us through, from heaven to blessing us on the earth.
So we can see here, God is blessing us from heaven.
So we need to understand this is spiritual realm.
So we need to understand this is spiritual realm.
When we are in the Lord, we are connected with this, heaven.
我们在主里面，我们就是在天堂的领域。
Wherever the Lord is in control, wherever the Lord is authority is there, there is the heaven.
神在掌权的时候，神在那里施行他权柄，那里就是天堂。
So when we submit to the, to God's authority, we are in heaven.
所以我们委身在神的权柄底下，我们就在天国里面。
So we will read a few examples how God can bless people from heaven when people store up treasures in heaven.
我们来读一些例子，来看看是神是怎么样存财宝在这个天上的。
And when we store up treasures in heaven, then when the time of needs come, Lord will release it today.Tomorrow, Lord is going to release it.
到了时候呢，神会按这个时候呢，会把这个财宝呢释放在这个地上给我们。
Okay, let's read the First Kings chapter 17, verse 1-16.
我们来读《列王记上》。
Now Elijah the, I will read the English and yeah, 十七章。
十七章。
Yeah, you can read it here. Yeah, together.
没事，我等没事。放这里。
你们，
他们也看不到。
Okay.
他等他们等动出来吧。
Okay.
列王记上是不是？
Yeah.
列王记上
第十七章，
十七章，他在过去。
Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, start verse one. You read here; it's easy. Okay, I read English, and Alvin read Chinese. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishb in Gilead and said to Ahab.
基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说
，As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years.Except at my word.
我指着所侍奉的永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露，也不下雨。
Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Live here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kerith Ravine, east of Jordan.
耶和华的话临到以利亚说，你离开这里，往东去，藏在约旦河东边的
You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there.
你要喝那里溪里的水，我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。
So he did what the Lord has told him. He went to the Kerith Ravine, east of Jordan, and stayed there.
于是以利亚照着耶和华的话去住在约旦河东的基利溪旁。
The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook.
乌鸦早晚给他雕饼和肉了，他也喝那溪里的水。
Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land.
过了些日子，溪水就干了，因为雨没有下在地上。
Then the word of the Lord came to him, Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food.
耶和华的话临到他说，你起身往西顿的撒勒法去，住在那里，我已吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你。
So he went to Zarephath, gathering sticks. Zarephath, when he came to the town gate,A widow was there gathering sticks.
以利亚就起身往撒勒法去，到了城门，见有一个寡妇在那里拾捡柴。
And he called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?"
以利亚呼叫她说，求你用器皿取点水来给我喝。
As she was going to get it, he called, and bring me, please, a piece of bread.
他去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他说，也求你拿点饼来给我。
As surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son.That we may eat it and die.
他说：“我指着永生耶和华你的神起誓，我没有饼，坛内只有一把面，瓶里只有一点油。我现在找两根柴回家，要为我和我儿子做饼，我们吃了死就死吧。”
Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said."But first, make a small cake of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son.
伊利亚对他说，不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧。只要先为我做一个小饼，拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子做饼。
For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour will not be used up,And the jug of oil will not run dry until the day of the Lord gives rain on the land.
因为耶和华以色列的神如此说，坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺，直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子。
She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day under Elijah and for the woman and her family.
妇人就照耶和华的话，照以利亚的话去行，她和她家中的人并以利亚吃了许多日子。
For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah.
坛内的面果并不减少，瓶里的油也不短缺，正如耶和华借以利亚所说的话。
You see here the word of the Lord said that in that time there was a famine.
神的话说那个时候会有饥荒。
But this is what happened to the prophet under the widow.
这就是发生在那个先知这位寡妇身上的故事。
Actually, there was 3.5 years in Elijah's time, there was no rain.
其实有三年半在那个时候呢，没有下雨。
Big famine.
有很大的饥荒。
And even the streams dried up.
甚至河都干了。
There was a time recorded in Israel history, there were famine and war together, the people eat their baby's flesh.
据这个历史记载，那个时候因为这个饥荒实在是太大了。而且又有战争，所以导致很多人甚至吃自己的婴孩。
But here, what happened to Elijah and the widow? Because they are willing to store up treasures in heaven, Lord will bless them on the earth.
但这里发生在这个先知以利亚和这寡妇的身上的事情，就是他们把财宝积存在天上，所以这财宝也从天上下来。
Let's talk about Elijah first.
我们先来看看这个以利亚。
Elijah is a prophet that time. He is very, very faithful to the Lord.
以利亚那个时候是个先知，非常的敬畏神。
And at this incident, he just listened to the Lord about his own survival.
在这个时候呢，他完完全全听从神的吩咐，这是跟他的生死有关。
Lord told him to go to the east of Jordan. He did.
神叫他到以但河东，他就去了。
And stay at the ravine of Gilead.
他停在这个基列的西旁。
And Lord said, "You just drink the water there." He just did.
神说你就喝那溪里的水，他就这样做。
You see, you cannot survive just by drinking the streams. There's no food.
所以你看，你也并不能只喝这个溪里的水。
The Lord said, "I will send ravens."To take you food in the morning and in the evening to feed you.
神说我会吩咐这个乌鸦叼这些食物来给你，早晨和晚上都有。
He believed.
他相信。
You see, Lord sent ravens not just ordinary food, it's meat. Those days meat are rare, okay.
神差派这个乌鸦来，这不只是饼，是甚至有肉。
You see, 有荤有素啊，就是 you have meat and also bread.
有关有数。
The Lord treated his prophets well.
神对他的先知是很好的。
Think about that.
想想
the prophets, what he did is just need to believe.
所以那个先知要做的只是相信。
Not because Elijah did a lot of powerful things, but because he believed.
不是说以利亚他先知做了多么伟大的事情，只是因着他相信而已。
Then the streams dry up, and the Lord told him again, "Let's go to this place. It's called Zarephath of Sidon. And then there's a woman there, a widow there. He's going to provide you."
So he 就叫他到那个那个地方，那里有个寡妇，他可以供养你。
I don't know if I were the prophet.
我不知道，如果我是那个先知的话
，If you were the prophet，
或者如果你是那个先知的话
，Would you like to believe this word？
你会相信这样的话吗
？I explain to you, it's very hard to believe.
我跟你说，这个很难。
First of all, this is Zarephath of Sidon. Gentile land. You know, 西顿啊 ，it's Gentile. It does not belong to Israel.
这个撒勒法其实是是在西顿那个地方，它是不属于这个犹太人，是外邦人的地盘。
And then God said, God didn't say, "I will send you there. There's a rich man that's going to feed you." But He said, "There's a widow."
神没有说我把你差派到哪里去，那里有个很有钱的人，而没想到是一个寡妇。
sent him from east of Jordan and to the west to the Mediterranean. That's a long way, you know, from east to west.
从东边到西边，美索不达米亚那个平原那一块地方，其实非常远的一个距离。
And then sent to a widow.
他是一个寡妇。
Widows in those days, they have no status. They are the poorest people.
在那个时候，那个寡妇在那个年代其实是最穷的人。
Now, those days in Israel, and it's not like in Canada, we have welfare. There's no welfare.
在那个时候，以色列不像我们加拿大是个很有富足的一个地方。
Your welfare is 福利啊。
福利。
福利。
哦，是没有福利的一个地方。
Basically, they depend on their husbands.
他们只依靠丈夫。
When their husbands die, they depend on their sons.
但是如果丈夫死了就只能依靠儿子。
So if your husband die, you do not have a mature son, you have a baby son, a small boy, you are in trouble.
如果说你的先生死，但是你的儿子年纪又还很小的话，你就麻烦了。
Because you have to feed yourself and feed your son.
你既要养活你自己，又要养活你的儿子。
So the Lord does things which is, you know, sometimes blow our minds up.
所以神有的时候做了一些事情是超乎你所明白的
unreasonable
是几乎是难以想象的
you know Lord always used these unreasonable things
但是神做了一些事情就是让你觉得无理的事情
and then but Elijah believed
但是以利亚相信
he just ran to the west
他就一直往西边跑
because now the streams dry up
因为这个溪水已经干了。
You know, Lord provided the streams, but even now the streams dry up.
你看，神叫他到这个溪边喝那个溪水，这样溪水都干了。
You know, there are times the Lord provided something, but after a while, that thing is gone.
有的你知道，有时候神给你提供一些东西，在那个东西后来也用完了。
Then you have to listen to the Lord again.
于是你又要再次来听神的声音。
The prophet.He's trained to obey the Lord. He will obey.
但是先知如果他训练的好了话呢，他会很听从神的声音。
Then he just went to that widow and then to talk to the widow.
所以他找到了这位寡妇，跟这个寡妇说话。
That let's talk about the widow. The widow now the prophet teach her to store up treasures in heaven.
我们再来看看这个寡妇。现在这个先知呢，叫她怎样积存财宝在天上。
First of all, she said, you know, she said, I have nothing, I only have a handful of flour and get a few sticks and make a bread and then we eat and die.
但是我只有一点点面，那我现在就捡两根柴，然后回去做了这个饼，我们吃了就死了。
It sounds like a last meal before suicide.
这个就好像是说在你的自杀之前的最后一餐。
So he make some food for herself and the son and then die.
所以他弄了一些吃的给自己和他的儿子，他说那就接着死就死吧。
But the widow listened to the prophet.
但这寡妇却听了先知的声音。
Prophet said,
先知说
，You are not going to die, you are going to live.
你不会死，你会活着。
But first, make some bread for me.
首先，你先做一些这个食物给我。
You see, from our point of view, this prophet is not.He's not, you know, he's very, this lady has no food. She's going to die. Her son is going to die. And you ask her to cook something for you first.
所以我们如果我们从我们人的眼光来看的话，这个先知也真是的。明明这个寡妇都没什么吃的了，他还要叫他要先弄一些吃的给你。
You see, the prophet obeys the Lord. That's very important.
这个先知呢，他就遵守神的话语。
You don't need to care about how other people think about you.
你不用在乎别人的想法。
Because the Lord wants him to inspire the faith out of this lady.
要他这位先知来鼓动这个寡妇的这个信心。
So the lady, from her heart,
so,
willing to offer the prophet a piece of bread.
所以这位寡妇从她的信心里面，她愿意去，去相信。
This is how the widow's faith showed up. Out of nothing, she's willing to give.
这就是这个寡妇这个信心的暴涨的一个地方，因为她什么都没有，她却愿意给。
You see, the faith is in action.
所以信心呢是在一个行动。
Faith is showing action.
所以信心呢
，it's not just on in the words.
信心呢是在行动。
But here the widow's faith is that she has nothing.
所以这个寡妇呢，她什么都没有。
You think about only 100 flour.
你想想
，if I eat.You know, there's no next meal.
只有这么一点点面，如果我吃了后面几餐怎么办呢？
But she's willing to keep to the prophet.
愿意去给这个先知。
This is action faith.
这个是信心的行动。
Now because of this,
因为这个,
because she believed, she listened, she did.
她相信，她去行。
What happened is that miracles happened.
发生什么呢？奇迹发生了。
And indeed.The oil in the jar never run dry. Flour in the jar never run dry.
那个油没有减少，那个饼一直都有。
Until the rain comes.
直到再次下雨的日子。
That's 3.5 years.
所以总共有三年半。
It's amazing. The widow survived.
实在奇妙。
Her son survived.
所以那寡妇活了。
The prophet.
儿子也活了。
The prophet is also supplied.
这个先知他也得到了供应。
You see, when people take action in faith,
你看，当一个人在信心上行动的时候
，we take treasures out of heaven and apply on the earth.
可以从天上把这个财宝下载下来，放到这个地上。
That's how the Lord works.
这就是神的工作。
That is how we store up treasure in heaven.
就是我们怎么样积存财宝在天上。
You know, when we store up treasure in heaven,
当我们
And we don't know how. Sometimes we don't know how. But when things happen, Lord will release.
我们不知道是怎么样，但是时候到了，神就会释放。
I just give one small example in my life.
给一个我生活中的一个小例子。
One of my tenants.
我有个租客。
You know, she rented one of our rooms 15 years ago.
他租了我们的一个房间有15年前了。
And when she left, she didn't pay some rent because she had no money.
没有交房租，因为她没有钱。
So we forgot.
所以我们忘记了。
You know, this is a very usual for us. Many people they didn't pay the last month's rent. We get used to that.
所以你知道，我们常常有遇到没钱交房租的人，我们都习惯了。
It's wrong, but we didn't fight because we really tired of fighting.
这确确实实是不好的事情，我们也不想去跟他们争斗。
So after 3 years, this lady she sent the money back to us.
3年后呢，这位女士呢，她竟然把钱送回给我们了。
This is very interesting. I never saw a tenant left 3 years and send the money back.
从来没有见过哪一个房客离开了三年了还会把钱送回来的。
Anyway, we are very thankful. We are surprised.
很感恩，我们很惊奇。
Then after another 10 years,
又过了十年。
Last year,
去年
，she called us.
她打电话给我们。
那 she says she needs a place to stay.
她说她需要个地方住。
And then right away we offer her a place.
立刻我们就给他地方住。
And not just a place, we just trust this lady.
不是说只是一个地方给他住，我们是相信这个姐妹。
We care about her.
我们关心她。
So I give one of the studio in mission and for her to live.
所以我给她一个房间。
She's renting a storage every month, pay $300. I said.You give up the storage. You can put the stuff in my crawl space.
他本来是想要花300块钱租一个
She's already renting for a long time.
他已经租了对，他已经在别的地方租了一个300块钱的一个储存室。我说不用了，你用我这一个地方，我也给他提供一个地方。
So I told her to sell some of the stuff she does not use and some of other stuff, put in my crawl space.
我建议他卖掉一些他不必要的一些东西，把需要的东西留下来，就存在我那个小的那个地方去。
So stop renting the place. You save $300 every month.
所以就可以省下很多钱，你每个月300块钱你就不用了。
You know, I never did that to any tenant. Give my basement or crawl space for them to store up things. I didn't do that.
我从来没有这样对待我的租客过，是给他这样一个地方。
And she stored up treasures in heaven.
她是积存财宝在天上。
Now when she's in need, Lord releases to the earth.
现在她需要的时候，神就把这个财宝从天。
Then later on, I had the time to have a conversation with her. It's very surprising.
我有机会跟她通话，非常的奇妙。
She said last year when she called us, that's the time of her desperation.
她说她。
就是非常窘迫的一个境
界。不是，你说是什么时候？
去年。
哦，去年，去年打电话的时候，他说那个时候恰恰是他最绝望的时候。
Because she lived in Coquitlam for a long while and pretty good place, but later on she got into trouble with the landlord's new dog.
他说他住在 Coquitlam 很长一段时间，但是他却跟他的房东有一个很不愉快的地方，就是那个狗。
So she never made friends with the dog.
她没法跟这个狗交朋友。
And eventually the landlord chose the dog instead of choosing her.
所以这个房东最后还是选择了他的狗，却不要这个房客。
So she has to leave.
所以她必须得要离开。
But that time the rent was so high, her pension is only like 1,400.
但那个时候房租是非常的贵，是3,000-4,000.
Anyway, she only has $1,400 from the down pension.
就是她只有那个1,400的这个养老金。
And she said she was desperate.
她很绝望。
And then she called us.
她就打电话给我们。
And it's amazing, and that's how I think she stored up treasures in heaven, Lord release on earth.
所以很奇妙，他存了财宝在天上，现在是该释放给他的。
I think she's a Christian. She said her uncle and her father, her uncle is a pastor. Her father, they are Christians.
他说他也是基督徒，他的
叔叔是个传道人，
是个传道人。他的父亲是个牧师。
But she said her father and her uncle they fought because of the inheritance. It's very ugly.
她说她的父亲跟她的叔叔呢，因着这个遗产的这个事情争吵。
She didn't get anything.
所以她什么都没有。
Anyways, I see that it's a small action.
所以就是一个小小一个信心的行动。
She stored up treasures in heaven.
她把财宝积存在天上。
That's a small example.
这个就是小例子。
No, yes, is we can many many things we can store up treasures in heaven.
所以其实很多的事情我们都可以存财宝在天上。
She obeyed the Lord. She said.
她顺服神，她说。
She said in that 3 years, when she thought about the rent she owed us, she never had peace.
他说那三年他想到欠我们的房租，他心里没有平安。
You know, she listened to that voice.
他听那个不平安的声音。
That's the Holy Spirit.
因为那个就是让他没有平安的这个声音其实是出于神的。
She wanted to do right.
他就想要一个真正的一个平安。
So she did.
要做对的事情。
So she did.
所以他真的去做了。
Now, this might you think is an example. Maybe good people have good ending.
所以你知道这个一个好的人就有个好的故事的结局。
This happens to non-Christians too.
这个也发生在非基督徒的身上。
That's true.
这是真的。
Actually, that's exactly the law of heaven.
其实恰恰这个就是天上的神。
Even non-Christians can take treasure out of heaven.
甚至是非基督徒都可以从天上领取到这样的一个。
But we Christians will take treasures out of heaven in fullness.
但是我们作为基督徒呢，却可以，更完全的可以得到天上的这个财宝。
So today we need to encourage each other to store up treasures in heaven.
所以今天我鼓励大家积存财宝在天上。
You know, when we read the Bible figures like Abraham, David, Moses. And Joseph,
亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫、约瑟。
They never was in lack.
他们都不缺乏。
The Lord blessed them.
神就祝福他。
Blessed them with many things on the earth.
祝福他们许多在地上的事情。
But actually, their eyes are not on the earth.
但事实上，他们的眼光却不在地上。
If you read Abraham's story, Joseph's story, David's story, their eyes are totally on the Lord.
如果你读亚伯拉罕的故事、大卫的故事、约瑟的故事，他们的神，他们的眼睛完全定睛在神的身上。
They are not really interested in the things on the earth.
他们并对地上的事情没有兴趣。
And their eyes are totally on the Lord.
他们完全就是跟从神。
And when Abraham was in the Philistines, the people in Philistine said, "You are a mighty prince."
当他在在腓力士地的时候，腓力士人跟他说，你是
尊贵的王子。
大能的王子。
And he said, "We know that God is with you."
我知道神跟你同在。
They didn't say, "We respect you because you are a rich man."
他并没有，他们并没有说我们敬重你是因为你是个有钱人。
But they said, "You are a mighty prince because God is with you."
他说是你一个大能的王子，是因为神与你同在。
Joseph was not able to interpret dreams. It's not because he's wise or smart.
约瑟他能够解梦，并不是说是因为他很聪明。
He was able to be the prime minister of Pharaoh. It's not because he's naturally smart.
他能够成为这个法老的宰相，并不是因为他天生的那种聪明。
But because in every circumstances, he get closer to the God.
都是在。在每一个时刻他都非常非常的靠近神。
Imagine if you try to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh.
想象如果你来给法老解梦的话。
If you use your own smartness, intelligence, you get it wrong, your head is gone.
如果你耍点小聪明的话，一出问题的话，你的头就没了。
So that's why he has to depend on the Lord.
所以他必须得依靠神。
In all the circumstances, he developed the habit, I always, always depend on the Lord.
所以在这所有的困难当中呢，他就一直在依靠神。
Same is true to David.
所以对大卫来说也是一样。
Same is true to Apostle Paul.
对这个使徒保罗也是一样。
So today, in the coming years, all of us will store up treasures.
所以接下来这几年里面呢，我们要把财宝积存在天上。
Many people are going to store up treasures on the earth.
所以很多的人积存财宝在地上。
And the more they store up, if they do not have God, the more they feel insecure.
他们地上存的财宝越多的话，他们因为没有神的话，他越是没有平安感。
But we need to strive to store up treasures in heaven.
我们却要努力地把财宝积存在天上。
People cannot distinguish.
就很多人没法分别。
分辨。
没法分辨。
You don't know this guy is rich is because he's God blessed him or he stored up treasures on the earth.
你知道他有钱是因为他积存财宝在地上呢，还是说就是因为他有钱？
But we need to know.
但我们知道。
We need to know.Where we store up our treasures.
但我们知道我们有财宝积存在天上。
We need to clearly know that our treasure is the Lord.
我们心里面要非常的清楚我们的存的财宝。
I always examine myself.
我用我自己做例子。
Now, if the treasures on the earth stop me loving Lord,
如果地上的财宝拦着我去爱神，
I ask the Lord to take it away.
我会对主说，请你拿走这所有的财宝。
But I believe the Lord, when we love the Lord, He will give everything we need on this earth.
但我相信神，就是当你爱神的时候，他会给我们地上一切所需要的。
You know, just like David, he loves the Lord so much.
大卫他非常爱神。
Lord blessed him on the earth.
就在祝福他。
He said, "You know, Lord's ark is in this tent. I'm living in the palace."
他说神的约柜在这个在这个帐篷里面，我却住在这样一个皇宫里面。
He's not peaceful because he said,
他不平
安。 I cannot live in such a nice palace, but the Lord's ark is in such a small tent.
他说我不能我自己住在这个宫殿里面，但神的约柜却在这一个小小的一个帐篷里面。
He wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
他想建一个一个殿给神的约柜。
When he had the thought, the Lord spoke through prophet.
当他有这个想法的时候，神就通过先知对他说。
So what kind of temple you can build for me?
他说你能够造什么样的殿呢？
Heaven is my dwelling place. The earth is my footstool.
天是我的居所，地是我的脚凳。
What kind of palace can you build for me?
什么样的殿呢？你可以为我造呢？
Did I ever ask anybody to build a temple for me?
我有求过任何人给我造一个殿吗？
I like to walk among my people.
我喜欢在我的民之间走来走去。
He said, because you have such thoughts, I will build your house.
他说因为你有这个想法，我要建立你的家室。
So that your offspring will sit on your throne forever.
使你的后裔可以不断会有人坐在宝座上。
I will find the place the Israelites will live in peace, never be assaulted by the enemy.
他说我会带下一个平安，这个以色列，对不起，我是暂时。
以色列不会被周围的仇敌搅扰。
以色列不会被周围的仇敌搅扰。
So that's why Bible said, wherever David goes, he has the victory.
所以圣经上说，无论大卫往哪里去，神都叫他得胜。
You think about David, he was a shepherd boy.
你想想，大卫只是个放羊的人。
In United States, if you want to be president like Obama, he graduated from Harvard Law School.
如果你要做个总统的话，你像奥巴马的话，他必须得是有个哈佛的这个法律的这个学位。
Oh, that's the number one school in the whole world.
而且是全世界最好的大学。
Trump at least is a successful businessman in New York.
川普呢是在纽约非常出色的一个生意人。
Who was David? Who was David?
谁是你的父亲啊？
Who was David?
谁是 David?
David.
大卫是谁呢？
David was a shepherd boy.
大卫呢，只是个放羊的孩子。
You know, no education.
他没有什么教育。
But he was able to be the king of Israel.
他却可以成为以色列的王。
And when he was a king of Israel, every time there's victory.
他做以色列的王的时候，
每一次打仗都会得胜。
每一次打仗他都赢。
And there's peace.
而且有一个和平在那里。
Because the Lord will give him wisdom, download wisdom from heaven to the earth.
神会把这个智慧从天上带下来给他，在这地上。
For the country of Israel, that is a treasure.
那个在这个以色列的地上呢，是一个财宝。
So let's pray together.
所以我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
神，我们感谢你。
Thank you today, your words speak to us.
谢谢你的话对我们说。
In such a time of this,
在这样一个时刻，
we say we're willing to store up treasure in heaven.
我们愿意把财宝积存在天上。
We want to love you more.
我们愿意更多的爱你。
We want to listen to your words.
我愿意更多听你的话语。
We want to give more.
我们愿意更多的施以。
Lord, we just ask you to continue to lead us.
求你来带领我们。
Build up our faith.
建造我们的信心。
So when everything around us is shaken,
我们的看到的周围这一切都在震动。
But our kingdom of God in our hearts will never be shaken.
但神的国在我们里面是永不被震动的。
Lord, we believe your word.
主啊，我们相信你的话。
From now on,
从今
we will not serve mammon on earth. We will serve our Lord.
我们不会服侍mammon在地上，我们会服侍神。
So Lord, increase our faith. Let us believe that you will provide us.
增加我们的信心，你会供应我们。
When there is a need,
当我们有需要的时候，
and you will provide us abundantly, according to your promise.
你会丰富的供应给我们，照着你的应许。
And let this be a reality in the coming years.
愿这成为事实，在这后面。
Let the miracles follow us.
愿这个神迹奇事随着我们。
What happened to Elijah, David, Abraham? Joseph will happen in the midst of us.
亚伯拉罕、约瑟的这个事情、身上的事情，都会发生在我们的身上。
Lord, we thank you. This will happen.
我们感谢你，这都会发生。
Because that's your promise.
因为这是你的应许。
Thank you.
感谢你。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
奉我们的耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.